Update, 3:49 p.m. Drive BC says that the Sea to Sky Highway is now full reopened following the crash near Whistler at 9 a.m. this morning, which sent 10 people to hospital. Update, 2:47 p.m. RCMP say the Sea to Sky Highway has reopened after being closed several hours due to the crash this morning at 9 a.m. near Whistler. The Sea to Sky Whistler RCMP says that Highway 99 has now reopened with alternating traffic. Travelers should expect some delays as a result of the road closure, said Corporal Katrina Bomer, Media Relations Officer with the Sea to Sky RCMP. Drivers should also continue to exercise caution when traveling the Sea to Sky corridor today due to mixed snow and rain weather conditions. Update, 1:21 p.m. BC Emergency Health Services says 10 people were transported to hospital due to the serious multi-vehicle crash this morning near Whistler. Five ambulances with primary care paramedics responded to the scene. Paramedics provided emergency medical treatment to 10 patients in total, said Paramedic Public Information Officer Brian Twaits, in an email to the Squamish Chief. Two patients were transported by ground ambulances to meet air ambulance helicopters and then transported to hospital in critical condition under the care of critical care paramedics. Eight additional patients were transported to hospital in stable condition via ground ambulance. According to Drive BC, the highway remains closed in both directions at this hour, between Brew Creek and Callahan Valley Roads, due to the ongoing ICARS investigation of the crash. Update, 10:50 a.m. Sea to Sky RCMP say that the Integrated Collision Analysis and Reconstruction Service, ICARS, team has been called out to investigate the serious multiple vehicle crash that happened on Highway 99 between Callahan Valley Road and Brew Creek Road just before 9 a.m. this morning. ICARS is responsible for the forensic reconstruction of collisions that result in serious injury or death throughout BC. Mounties say there is currently no estimate on when the highway will reopen. Drive BC notes no detour is available. Traffic is being turned around by crews. The current weather is contributing to poor road conditions, and due to both the road conditions and Highway 99 being closed in both directions, we are advising people not to travel in the area at this time, said Corporal Katrina Bomer, Media Relations Officer with the Sea to Sky RCMP in a news release. There will be extensive delays until the investigation can be completed and the road can be reopened. Original story. If you are heading north beyond Squamish toward Whistler or south from the village on the Sea to Sky Highway, expect major delays. There are reports of a vehicle incident southbound, just north of Brandywine Falls, between Callahan Valley Road and Brew Creek Road. Drive BC says the highway is currently blocked in both directions north of Brandywine Falls due to a multi-vehicle incident. Emergency crews on scene. Posters to local social media who are in the area say it is bad and involves a flip truck. An unverified video posted to social media shows multiple first responder vehicles are on the scene. A driver who was nearby told the Squamish chief that it appeared to be a head-on collision between a Sprinter van and a large SUV. The person said there were a lot of people out trying to help when they got to the scene. The crash occurred at about 9 a.m. Please note that as this is an evolving situation, the story will be updated as we learn more. More updates to come.